I'm Mike Harding, and I'm just back from a trip to Spain, where I was working at the Costa del Folk Festival over there. And a great festival it was, too. I came back to find the P.O. Box number stuffed with a plethora, I think that's the right word, of CDs. Great stuff, most of it too. So I'm going to sit here today playing you stuff that is absolutely brand spanking new, and also some stuff that I ordered that I hadn't got in my collection. I'm going to kick off with a track from Rhiannon Giddens' album, Factory Girl. Rhiannon Giddens, of course, was lead singer with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, but is now pursuing a solo career. And a very fine career it is too. She's got a fabulous voice and she's a wonderful musician. From her album Factory Girl, here's Rhiannon Giddens with a cracking song, Moonshiner's Daughter.
Right now, one moonless night, the boys in blue had him in their sights. He told me to run, and I never looked back. And I heard two shots on that backcountry track. Now shines my blood, running through my soul. And I never cared much about getting too old. I'll burn through this life, and when it's the end, I'll stare death in the face just like him. I'm a moonshiner's daughter, and I'll fight you.
Stuff. Moonshiner's Daughter there from Rhiannon Giddens' album, Factory Girl. Now, I've already played you a track from the new Nightwatch EP, and I'm going to play another one because it is a superb little EP. The Night Watch is a new trio of fiddle, guitar and vocals made up of graduates of the Newcastle Folk Music degree course, though would you believe they never met each other while they were studying there. Kevin Lees is a great player of Scottish and Northumberland traditional music. Dave Wood is one of the leading guitarists on the folk scene. He toured with Scottish band Malinky from 2007 until 2011, and he works on and off with Geordie musician Tom McConville. Kate Loxley, the singer in the band, is part of that brilliant harmony group, the Teacups, and I do love her voice, as I suspect you might do too. From the new album, which is simply called the Night Watch EP, here they are with a song about a highwayman, Newry Town, which is followed by a little tune called Rusty Gully.
Stephen's Green, now I lie in scorn. I served my time at the saddler's trade. I always was a roving blade. I always was a roving blade. At 17, I took a wife. I loved her dearer than I loved my life. And so to keep her both fine and gay, I went out robbing on the King's Highway. I went out robbing on the King's Highway. I never robbed a poor man yet, nor lately caused anyone to fret. But I robbed lords and ladies fine, and I carried the gold home to my heart's delight. And I carried the gold home to my heart's delight. I do declare, and Lady Mansell up in Grosvenor Square. I pulled the shutters and I bade good night, and I carried the gold home to my heart's delight, and I carried the gold home to my heart's delight. Covent Garden I made my way, all with my dear wife for to see the play. Lord Fielding's gang there did me pursue, and I was taken by that cursed crew. Oh, I was taken by that cursed crew. My father cried, oh, my darling son. My wife, she cried, now I am undone. My mother it's in the cradle I should have died. It's in the cradle I should have died. When I am dead, I want for my grave a flashy funeral, pray let me have. Six highwaymen for to carry me, and give them broadswords and sweet liberty. And give them broadswords and sweet liberty.
Stuff. A song about a highwayman from the north of Ireland, Newry Town, followed by a little tune called Rusty Gully. That's from The Night Watch, is a new EP. The Night Watch is the name of the band. I do recognise that tune as well because it's often played in the Hill Inn, a pub I go playing a few tunes in. It's an English tune and it sounds lovely in the pub because it's played with hammered dulcimers and hurdy-gurdies, which really suit it down to the ground. Now, another new album came in recently from an acoustic group from Sussex called Hatful of Rain. They're a very English folky-sounding band who bring together American bluegrass influences and traditional English harmony singing. I've liked all the stuff that they've done. The name comes, by the way, from the Tom Waits song, Long Way Home. It's the phrase, got a head full of lightning and a hat full of rain. I'll just read you the song details because it's a lovely story. The song I'm going to play you is called Walking Boss, and it's a song made known, this is me reading from the sleeve notes, a song made known by American guitarist and banjo player Clarence Tom Ashley, who learned it from black railroad workers at the turn of the 19th century. I think they mean 20th century, actually. The walking boss was the foreman responsible for wandering up and down the length of the track, checking repairs. And by the way, I'm not reading from the notes now, but by the way, the guys who did it, the black guys who pulled these huge crowbars, shifting the track and mending them, were called Gandhi dancers, which I think is a great expression. Anyway, I'm going to play the track Walking Boss from the new Hatful of Rain album Climb the Air, and I'm going to follow it straight after with a couple of tunes called Frenchie's Reel and Mittens Breakdown.
Walking boss, you're the boss, but I don't belong to you. Yes, I belong, I belong, I get along with that steel driving crew. I asked that boss for a job, I want a job. He said, son, what can you do? I can line a track, pull a jack. I can line, I can pick and shovel too. Oh, walking boss, walking boss, you're the boss, but I don't.
Great stuff, really good stuff. That's Frenchie's Reel and Mittens Breakdown from Hatful of Rain's new album, Climb the Air. And before that, you heard their version of the traditional song from the Chain Gangs, I suppose, certainly from the Rail Gangs of the Southern States of America, Walking Boss. Now, Laurie Watson, Britt Pernille-Froholm, Irene Tilling and Rachel Newman are the four members of the band Boreas. You've got two Norwegian girls and two Scots girls, and together they make a wonderful sound. I've already played one track from their latest album, which is called Ahoy Hoy, and I'm going to play you another one now, which I think is absolutely wonderful. This is Bra Sailing.
There come a letter late yestreen, her shipman sailed the morn. Alas, she cried, the bonny lass that ever I was born. He's come unto her father's house, the sun was high at noon, the lassie being prudent, she would not let him in. It's broad sailing on the sea, when wind and weather's fair, it's better to be in my love's air. And Hogan now was there. He's taken a ring from his pocket, it cost him guineas three, saying, take you that, my bonny lass, and I think we'll owe me. She's taken
Sailing from Boreas's album Ahoy Hoy. It's wonderful how many great women singers there are nowadays on the folk scene. Beautiful voices, crystal clear, and what I love about that band and lots of other female singers is the clarity of their voices and the way they tell the stories in the songs. Brilliant stuff. Now, Well, how do I explain this one? Well, a couple of weeks back I did a show on heroes and villains, and instead of doing it on the upper crust, the generals, the nobility, the great soldiers, the great sailors, the great whatever, I decided to do it on ordinary people who lived very extraordinary lives. And I think it worked, but one of the tracks I was going to put in, had it been about generals, was this one, a classic version from Maddy Pryor's album 7 for Old England, of the old ballad Bold General Wolfe. And I'll dedicate it to anybody in Canada who's listening, because it's been so rude of me, I didn't welcome you to the show as I opened it. So for all you listeners in Canada and Australia and New Zealand and South Africa and Ireland as well, this is Maddy Pryor singing Bold General Wolfe. But before I play it, if you read his Wikipedia entry, it's amazing. He seemed to have done nothing in his life but fight battles. He was born the son of a British Army officer, and he was remembered, I suppose, mostly for his victory over the French at the Battle of the Plains of Abraham in Canada in 1759. But he fought all over. He fought in the War of the Austrian Succession. He fought in Flanders and in Scotland, where he was part of the suppression of the Jacobite Rebellion. Boo! And he also fought in the Siege of Louisbourg, where he was made commander of the force which sailed up the St. Lawrence River to capture Quebec City. Well, like I say, he seemed to have done nothing but fight battles all his life until eventually he lost it on the Plains of Abraham. This is a beautiful version of Bold General Wolfe, sung by the ever so wonderful Maddy Pryor.
I am dead.
Maddy Pryor there with Bull General Wolf from her album Seven for Old England. Now, Mary Campbell has got to be one of the most fascinating women on the planet. She sings, she acts, she plays the viola, she dances, she is a storyteller in movement and song, and in her stage production, I suppose you would call it, Pulse, she plays out the story of her own life, of her musical homecoming, her journey through the world and around the world and through the world of music too. She's a multiple award-winning musician and composer, and I'd love to have been able to see the stage show. I don't know if it's still going on. All I've got hold of is an album and a bit of a press release, and the album itself is utterly, utterly entrancing. I'm just going to play you a track from it now called Side by Side. Mary Campbell plays everything on the track, and the album has been produced by Dave Gray. And together, they've turned out what I think is an absolutely beautiful piece of work. But let's see what you think. This track is called Side by Side. And bear in mind that Mary can play traditional music like nobody else, but here she's gone into another kind of dimension, into another world entirely. But like I say, let's see what you think.
Come with me. Come with me. The time has come. We have work to do.
On the grass, on the sweet, sweet grass, and the ground under her sucks up her tiredness, and she feels totally alive. The stars above her drop through her, seeing her heart, and the moon caresses her.
Thank you.
I don't know what you think, but I really, really, really love that piece of music. I love the album, and that track in particular entrances me. It's Mari Campbell and Dave Gray from the album Pulse, and that was Side by Side. Listening to that again, it seems almost as though there's a new tradition, particularly in Scots music. You think of people like Martin Bennett, Tartan Amoebas, Shugel Nifty, of taking the tradition and weaving into it modern technology, tape loops, sound effects. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Love it. Now, young Belfast band Rialta have got a new album out. Strong piping and whistle element in the band as before, but they seem to have gone from a three-piece to a five-piece band, as far as I can find out. Their early album, Open the Door for Three, I thought was a cracker, and their new album, Clear Skies, is brilliant. From it, this is their version of the traditional song, The Longford Weaver.
Five long quarters I had been weaving, for my weaving I was paid down. I bought a shirt in the foremost fashion, all for to march up through Longford town. I marched up and through Longford city, where Nancy's whiskey I chanced to smell. I thought it fun for to go and taste some, for five long quarters I loved her well. I entered into a little alehouse, begged Nancy's pardon for making free, and Nancy met me at every corner, hearty welcome, young man, said she. We both sat down at a little table, looked at each other for a little while. We both sat down at a little table, and Nancy's whiskey did me beguile. Myself in a little corner, I found myself in a little bed. I tried to rise, but I was not able, for Nancy's whiskey held down my head. I arose the following morning, I asked the reckon if there was to pay. It's 15 shillings for ale and port, and I pay me quickly, son, and get away. To my pocket, the ready money, I laid it down. 15 shillings for ale and porter, and all remaining was a half a crown. I looked up, I looked out the window, there a fair maid I chanced to spy. I called her in, spent two and tuppence, and all remaining was a crooked boy. And I leave this money here with the rest. I'll drink a health to every young man and all the lassies that I love best. I'll go home, I'll resume my weaving, I surely.
Well, there you go. They've set the benchmark. The rest of the acts that are coming following them are going to have to step up to the mark, and we'll find it a tough job too. I love that band, Rialta. Clear Skies is the name of the album, and that track was called The Longford Weaver, although I remember learning that myself years ago, would you believe, from an album by the late and great Alex Campbell, and he called it Nancy Whiskey. I'm a weaver, a Carlton weaver, a Carlton weaver to my trade. I've got silver in my pockets. I'll go follow the roving trade. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy O. One of the first songs I learned when I started playing the folk clubs. Great old stuff. By the way, here's another piece of boring information. I've just managed to get my hands on an original vinyl version of that album. I don't think it ever came out on CD. So I'm going to buy myself a record player and I'm going to start dubbing off all my old stuff and play you some of the great tracks that are no longer available on CD but were classics in their time. Now, another track from Breege Murphy's new album, Picture It Still. This one is called Lerwick Side, written after she'd left Shetland and left a lot of good friends behind. And I would like to dedicate it to my good friends in the Shetland Isles and hope to see you soon if I ever manage to get up there with my fishing rod and cast a fly on the mountain locks. If you're listening, Ali Bain, it's down to you. Here's Breege Murphy with Lerwick Side.
Music's nearly over, the leaving has begun. The ferry sounds departure on the quay. The pints are flying, there's no way I'm for crying. I've been here a month or 4 days, and I long to see the ones who wait for me. Davy says you're looking well, girl, are you ill? And the banter and the slagging was never keener still. And Big Peter Lynch might sing Sleeve Gallon Braes. God be with her memories and those special Shetland days. Stand on the Lerwick side, and someday the returning tide will bring you back again for your only parting friend. Stand on the Lerwick side, and so our friendship will abide the distance that is soon to come between us. Stand on the Lerwick side, time, tide will tell us we must go. And the motley bunch descends onto the pier. As the evening sunlight glimmers o'er these northern bows, and we say, slang fall upon another year. But as the piper pipes his homeward, and we board to depart, half of Shetland waving down below, and their sadly smiling faces send a farewell to my heart, and the tears I've been defying start to flow. Stand on the Lerwick side, and someday the returning tide will bring you back again for your only parting friends. Stand on the Lerwick side, lullaby, the distance that is soon to come between us. Stand on the Lerwick side, stand on the Lerwick side.
Indebted to Colm Sands for having introduced me to the writing of Breege Murphy, because I love her stuff. There's depth in it, there's absolute honesty in it, and she writes wonderful, wonderful songs. Terrific stuff. From the album Picture It Still, that was Breege Murphy with Lerwick Side. Now I'm going to play you another tune which I'm learning for the band, for the William Small Orchestra, a little fit-up Cayley band and folk orchestra that I play in. I do know the tune already in my head and have played bits of it, but I'm sitting down seriously trying to learn it. The tune is called Music for a Found Harmonium, made famous by the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. The sound of the penguins, it says in the Wikipedia entry, is not, quote, easily categorised, but has elements of exuberant folk music and a minimalist aesthetic occasionally reminiscent of composers such as Philip Glass. This particular track, many of you will know, was used in the film Napoleon Dynamite. And I believe the tune was written after the composer, Simon Jeffers, found an old harmonium thrown out at the back of a theatre that the band were appearing on, and he just sat down and made the tune up there and then. Well, I love the Penguin Cafe Orchestra's version of it, but I think the best version ever, in my humble opinion, comes from that great band, Patrick Street. Music for a Found Harmonium. Thank you. Well, it sounds dead easy to me. I'll pick it up in no time at all. Patrick Street there from the Irish Times album with music for a found harmonium. Now, there's another new album from Long Lankin. It's called All Seven Stars. Long Lankin were described to me as a four-piece all-women band. And it struck me as daft, that, because we don't say it's an all-man band or an all-male band or an all-men band. So why should we say an all-women band, as though people are surprised that women can actually do stuff? Don't know. Wonderful harmonies, fine musicianship, and this is a song, ironically, that I also first heard on the album from Alex Campbell that I was telling you about before. Long Lankin here with their version of yet another song about a soldier meeting a bonnie lass and marching away to war. This is The Bonnie Lass of Fife.
The captain's name was Ned, and he died for a maid. Yeah, he died for the bonnie lass of Fife-o. Five-y-o.
Lovely stuff. The Bonnie Lass of Fifey from Long Lankin's new album, All Seven Stars. Talking about stars, I'm going to play another track from Rialta's album, Clear Skies. This is The Star Above the Garter and Eileen Ni Reardon's. A couple of cracking slides. Certainly motored along. That was The Star Above the Garter and Eileen Ni Reardon's. A couple of slides there from Rialta's new album, Clear Skies. Now, I played the track by Mari Campbell and Dave Gray earlier on in the show, Side by Side, and I mentioned how techno, computers, loops and all that kind of thing had made inroads into folk music, and in some cases I think it works really splendidly. Well, here's an English duo, Nick Janaway and Sarah Owen, who go under the name Solarference, and they use a lot of modern technology, from laptops running their own homemade sounds, bike bells, sellotape, and live instruments that they record over and above the technical stuff that's going on. I know a lot of people don't like this, but I've always said that if Mozart was alive now, he'd be writing music for the electric guitar, for a bank of Fender Telecasters. He would have used whatever was to hand. And I think it's great that people are experimenting with folk music. Martin Carthy always says that folk songs are so strong, they can't be destroyed. And I do agree with that, and I think what people are doing is truly interesting. Well, let's see what you think. Here's Solarference with a track that I like very much from their album Locks and Bolts, I Wish That the Wars Were All Over.
Sha. 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 Thank you.
fight for the king. And I wish that the wolves were all over, crying, oh, that the wolves were all over. The notes that she sung were nightingales, oh, to the lark and the linnet, her song was well known. They tell us of victory, say soon we'll rejoice, but I wait and I wait to hear my Billy's voice. And I wish that the wolves were all over, crying, oh, that the wolves were all over. I said, my dear maiden, would you stay with me? And we could live happy, and we could live free. Oh no, she said to me, none can stand in his stead. I'll follow my Billy, whether living or dead. Now from my parents I'll hasten away to dress myself up in a young man's array, to seek for my Billy and where he does lie. So free for his sake I will venture my
Soul Affairance there, recorded live at Moscow Young Conservatives Club. Great stuff. Locks and Bolts is the name of the album, and the title of that track was I Wish That the Wars Were All Over. Most of that is true. The bit about Moscow Young Conservatives Club is a total and absolute lie. Now, every year there's a free folk festival at Settle in Yorkshire, which is just down the road from where I'm sitting at the moment. I'm just up the hill in Lancliffe in the Yorkshire Dales. To describe the afternoon to you, it is a beautiful early summer, late spring afternoon. The bees are out in all the blossoms. There's a lady next door. If you can hear any buzzing going on, it's not the bees, it's her on her lawn mower. The flowers are all starting to come out. Trees finally have got their greenery, and it's probably the nicest day we've had this year so far. And I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales with a cup of coffee in front of me, playing a lot of good music. Well, I think it is anyway. And I do enjoy doing it. So, Settle Free Folk Festival takes place just down the road at the Victoria Hall. It's the first weekend in September every year, and one of the volunteers who comes and does a great job running the open mic on the Saturday of the weekend is Bill Adair, a fine singer from Scotland who comes from mining stock. He spent all his life, I think, as a policeman, but he was born and brought up in a mining community. And his album, Along the Miner's Rose, is one of my favourite albums of his. From the album, which he has put together with the Bridgend Sessions Band, this is Bill Adair with a beautiful version of a song that comes from the Depression era of America's 1920s and 30s. How can a poor man stand such times and live?
Well, the preacher come down here with his face all bright. He told me in a little while it'll be all right. But all he gave was a humbug pill, a dose of pity and a great big bill. How can a poor man stand such times and live? He said he could remember when he used to play down there. What happened to you mining people is just not fair. He took a look around and he breathed a sigh, said what a pity man had to die. How can a poor man stand such times and live? There are women and children crying all round the square. Already some families are moving away from there. The mine won't open like it did before. There's no work here anymore. How can a poor man stand such times and live? I've got a brother in Australia who said I should go out there. But I know I'll never feel settled down anywhere. I borrowed some money for to pay my way. Oh, I'll have nothing when I hit the bay. How can a poor man stand such times and live? Some time left here before I go. My case is packed and standing outside the door. I'll get paid off on down the line. Till that day I'll work the mine. How can a poor man stand such times and live? How can a poor man stand such times and live?
From the album Along the Miner's Rose, that was Bill Adair and the Bridge End Sessions Band with How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live? A good question in these troubled times. So what I thought I would do now is play a track from Megson's new album, Good Times Will Come Again. I thought I'd play the title track from what is, I think, one of the best albums they've ever made. Here's Good Times Will Come Again.
Thank you. my debts and the good times come again. Buy a house in the south of France with plenty left to spend, and I will have no worries as each day reaches an end when the good times come again. When the good times go again. When the good times come again, the weight will fall around us if we carry what we can. We'll all stand as equals, every woman, every man. When the good times come again, when the good times, when the good times, when the good times come again. When the good times, when the good times, when the good times come again. When the good times, when the good times, when the good times come again. When the good times,
nailed it. That was Megson with the title track of their latest album, Good Times Will Come Again. Now, what I normally do is go out on a bit of a bender. You know, I like to put a bit of a knees up on as the last number, but Megson did such a great job there that I thought following that with another up-tempo piece would not really be suitable. So I'm going to finish instead with a song from Dedannan's album, Jacket of Batteries, the lead vocals of Eleanor Shanley, simply because Dedannan took the stage for two sets at the recent Costa del Folk Festival in Magaluf in Mallorca, and Eleanor was just in great voice and reminded me of just what a great noise Dedannan make when Eleanor is out there in the forefront. So this, if ever there was one, is a true classic. It's Dedannan with Eleanor Shanley and the beautiful ballad Carrickfergus.
Carrickfergus.
Well, she was a very young lass when she recorded that track, Carrick Fergus. She'd just joined the band, I think, or not long been with the band. They'd found her singing in Dublin and had dragged her away from work in the city and then set her off on a world tour with them, from which she's never recovered. Leitrim's Lady of the Year, I think she was last year, and an incredibly talented singer and a party animal to boot. Good lass. Eleanor Shanley and Dadannan with Carrick Fergus from the album Jacket of Batteries. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, if you want any information on any artists or any albums you've heard, go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and there are links through to all the artists' websites. There's also information about festivals, folk clubs in your area, if we've got the information, and there's a gallery of photographs, a hall of fame, and there is also a button you could click on whereby you go to the guestbook and sign on and tell us where you're listening from. You can also download every show that has ever been podcast, and you can keep it on your iPhone, your iPad, or your clone, or whatever. You can also, if you so wish, click on the donate button and throw a few quid at the show to keep us afloat. Thanks again for listening. Next week is going to be a show devoted to folk festivals, looking forward ahead to a season of festivals, so there'll be loads and loads of great music as ever. So, thanks for listening. Don't forget, keep the faith, spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising, and mind how you go. Ta-ra!